Good morning. Okay, I think the introductions have been done already. My name is Tumani Malinga. I am at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign in the School of Social Work. So today I'm going to be sharing with you the differences in birth outcomes by nativity status and the association of weight gain during pregnancy. So this is some the work that I've been doing with my advisor, Karen Tebb, and other colleagues. So we have no relationships to disclose. So just a brief outline of what I'm going to be talking about today. I'm going to be looking at maternal health disparities, specifically looking at the role of nativity as well as gestational weight gain. So I'm going to be presenting findings from a systematic review that we did in the last year. So basically the first thing that I would like us to outline is just the role of migration. So of late, in the past year, there's been approximately 95 women who were migrating around the world. And most of those 95 million, most of them were females who are in the age-bearing ages. So these are numbers are huge, and hence the importance of looking at the role of nativity when looking at issues of health. So maternal health disparities, complications among racial and ethnic minorities remain a major public health problem in the U.S. and I guess in other countries as well. To date, a majority of research has compared black and white women, that's as is outlined there by that particular graph that we have on the slide. However, when looking at that particular graph, we just see that there are black people and there are white women as well, but we can't really tell who are these black women. So we have to also try to understand whether these are black women from Africa, black women from the Caribbean, black women from other countries, or African-American women. So studies that have been conducted in the past haven't really, most of them have not separated these women according to where they really came from. So there is reason to suspect heterogeneity within racial ethnic groups. So this particular graph is a distribution of birth weight among infants of years born, white and black women, and African-American born black women in Illinois between 1980 and 1995. If you look at the graph, it shows that those the babies who were born with low weight is the outer graph, and most of those were U.S. born blacks. And if we look at the other two graphs, those were African born blacks and also U.S. born white women. So it shows that the incidence of low birth weight is common amongst U.S.-born blacks compared to other racial groups. So in some studies that have been conducted in the past, they found that significant differences in birth outcomes between U.S.-born and foreign black women. However, the absence of data on weight gain during pregnancy was a major limitation of these particular studies. So our study, we are trying to examine the association between maternal nativity and weight status and birth outcomes during the prenatal period. So looking at gestational weight gain, gestational weight gain is associated with complications such as low birth weight, preterm birth, and also C-section. So that's why we felt like because of all those complications, it is important that we also try to explore and understand who are the people who are likely to have those kind of complications. So talking about this, I'm going to be using the healthy immigrant effect, because studies that have been done looking at the healthy immigrant effect did find out that foreign-born individuals in a given country often display better health than their local-born counterparts. So this healthy immigrant effect among birth outcomes where foreign-born women show better pregnancy than their US-born counterparts. So it's just not within just generally health-wise thinking about maybe other health complications without necessarily looking at pregnancy. This healthy immigrant effect also affects pregnant women. Even though that is the case, there has also been studies that have been done looking at the withering hypothesis, which suggests that the interaction of time, social, and economic environments erodes the well-being of black women faster than that of the white women. So that also, some studies has also been conducted where it has shown that even other black people coming from outside who were not born in the U.S., the longer they are within the U.S., their health is also going to go down, because probably most of them, they're low income, they are illegal immigrants, you know, they don't even know where to access services, there are issues of issues of discrimination. As a result, you find that they don't really get the help that they need when it's time. So specifically for this particular project, the aim of this systematic review was to establish if there is an association between nativity and birth outcomes, and to examine any possible mediation of weight gain during pregnancy. So this was a qualitative systematic review that was conducted from September 2014. PRISMA, preferred reporting item for systematic reviews and meta-analysis. Of course, we didn't do the meta-analysis. We just focused more on the systematic review. So this particular search, we were just focusing on studies that were done within the U.S., empirical studies. The databases that we looked at was PubMed, Sinhol, Concrete, and some of the search terms that we use pregnancy, weight gain, foreign born, gestational age, body mass index, and birth weight. Oops. Okay. So just to mention that when doing the systematic review, this was done independently by the two authors. And later on, after the results, they came together and merged the results. So initially, the two authors who looked at this, they found 7.7 papers. And out of this, we had 4,500 remaining after we removed the duplicates. So we were using our EndNote system. And we also went ahead and did a title search, just reading the title search to see whether it did capture nativity, weight gain, things that we were interested in. And so at the end of it all, we had 150 articles that we felt maybe will address things that we wanted to look at. So from those 150 articles, we read all the abstracts independently, of course, and then we came together. By the time we were doing the abstracts review, there were three authors who were now comparing notes. And we eventually had, from the 150 articles, we had 11 articles that we were so excited that they're going to be addressing what we're looking for. Unfortunately, as we went on reading the 11 articles, when we're now exploring them in depth, the whole paper, only three articles met our objective of what we were interested in looking at. So I'm going to be looking at those three articles on what they were talking about and see what they say. So looking at the first article, it shows, of course, the two things that we were looking at was low birth weight and preterm birth. So I'll go first on the low birth weight and see what the articles were showing. So in the first study that was done in 2014, it showed that African non-Latino women or US-born whites were, US-born was the reference group, and then foreign-born women had lower rates of low birth outcome compared to the US, to US-born counterparts, as well as both blacks, irrespective of their nativity, also showed increased odds of having low birth outcomes in both of those two studies. In the first study, looking at the second study, even though the odds were not significant, reading the paper, they did mention that despite this non-significant result, the infants did show some better growth during pregnancy, but the measurement that they did, the head circumference and all the other stuff that they were looking at. So for the foreign-born Latinas, there was a decreased risk of low birth compared to US-born white women. So looking at the preterm birth compared to white, foreign-born Latina women had lower rates of preterm birth than their white US-born counterparts, whereas blacks had almost a 2.5-fold increased odds of preterm birth, irrespective of their nativity. And for the Latina women, foreign-born Latinas also had a decreased odds of preterm birth compared to their US-born counterparts. So what then are we saying about this particular result? Although previous results did find that there were some significant results when comparing both black foreign US, comparing blacks, foreign blacks to US born, the majority study have not included the weight, like I indicated earlier on, but we do suspect that the role of weight gain during pregnancy is critical in examining these differences. So we do see that foreign-born women are less likely to have adverse birth outcomes, but of course from the result that I just mentioned, there were some mixed results, which also indicate that there is more studies are needed to be conducted to explore the role of nativity in birth outcomes, because it is important whether to really see whether the healthy immigrant effect, whether it is supported when comparing these women by nativity. And it also is important that even after controlling for weight, you know, we have to also look whether the withering hypothesis still plays a role for these foreign-born people, whether is it true for birth outcomes, or is it just applies to the general health without specifically looking at the birth outcomes. So, like I said earlier, only three studies from the diverse literature that we did search, only three studies did talk about or did control for weight gain in their studies. So my concluding remarks are just that it is important that we need to look at, when looking at gestational weight gain, it's also important that we have to look at it across by looking at the nativity of the women, so that we can then be able to make sure that the right services are made available to such populations. Thank you.